I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. It's been a relatively safer month for U.S. troops in Iraq. 12 Americans have died. That's the lowest monthly number since the invasion of Iraq 5 years ago. Seeing a positive trend, President Bush announced some changes for American forces in Iraq today. He said further reductions of U.S. troops are on schedule, and he cited two main reasons. First, the surge, he said, is a success. Second, Iraqi security forces are believed to be more capable. He also said that he is reducing tours of duty in Iraq from 15 months to 12. The announcement comes 3 months before Americans elect Mr. Bush's successor. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
President Bush's statement on Iraq this morning was short, only about 4 minutes, and he got right to the point.
This has been a month of encouraging news from Iraq. Violence is down to its lowest level since the spring of 2004, and we're now in our third consecutive month with reduced violence levels holding steady. General Petraeus and Ambassador Crocker caution that the progress is still reversible. They report that there now appears to be a degree of durability to the gains that we have made.
The president said progress has allowed all of the additional U.S. troops he deployed as part of the surge to come home.
And later this year, General Petraeus will present me his recommendations on future troop levels, including further reductions in our combat forces as conditions permit.
Mr. Bush said reducing the deployment time for U.S. troops from 15 months to 1 year will relieve the burden on U.S. forces and their families. Today's announcement is sure to ricochet through the presidential campaign. It adds credence to a point that John McCain has been making around the country, and that is that he was a longtime advocate of the surge, while Barack Obama opposed it.
I pushed for the new strategy that has now succeeded before most people even admitted there was a problem. Fortunately, Senator Obama failed, not our military. We rejected the audacity of hopelessness, and we were right.
Political scientist Jack Pitney of Claremont McKenna College in California says today's announcement from President Bush helps McCain.
But it's not a net asset for McCain, and that's important to remember. Two-thirds of the American people believe it was a mistake to go into Iraq. John McCain is not going to win the election because of Iraq. In fact, he may win. If he wins, it'll be despite Iraq. But the announcement means that the issue is much less of a drag on him than it would be otherwise.
But Obama's supporters don't see an advantage for McCain at all.
The difference on whether or not the surge has had success is a tactical difference. The difference on whether or not we should have gone to war in Iraq in the first place is a strategic difference.
Bruce Jentleson is a political scientist at Duke University.
And I think that McCain being wrong on that tells us much more about how he would use American power than the debate on the surge. And I don't think he's been getting much traction on that.
What's interesting is how much McCain and Obama appear to agree on when it comes to Iraq. Both of them want the government in Baghdad to succeed so U.S. forces can come home. They both say it's important to consult U.S. military commanders and to take conditions on the ground into account. Again, political scientist Jack Pitney.
In Obama's case, there's more emphasis on reducing the American commitment to Iraq and concluding the conflict. John McCain is talking much more about victory. But both of them are talking in terms of getting Americans out of Iraq, which is what most Americans want.
And what do Iraqis want? That's another factor in the U.S. presidential race. But the answer to that question is complicated. More than half of Iraq's parliament has called for a timetable for U.S. troops to leave. Iraq's prime minister has, too. In opinion polls, Iraqis overwhelmingly say they want U.S. troops out in the next year. But polling also shows support for an ongoing U.S. role in keeping the peace. Surveys suggest that Iraqis want the Pentagon to continue to provide weapons and training to Iraqi security forces. They also want U.S. forces to continue with counterterrorism operations against violent extremists. In other words, there's something in those polls for both Obama and McCain to seize on in their presidential campaigns. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.